You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Tuesday, August the 23rd, and I'm Andy Holding, looking ahead towards Ballinrobe this evening. We've got seven races for you, beginning at 4:55, ending at 8 o'clock with a beginner's chase. The pick of the action probably comes in the shape of the 5:55, where we have a competitive handicap hurdle for mares, and the 7 o'clock a conditions race, where quite a few of these horses who are on the downgrade get a chance to get themselves back into the limelight. The conditions tonight at Ballinrobe are soft, yielding to soft in places at time of recording, but with a bright, dry day where temperatures are going to be in the mid to high 20s. It's a good chance that those conditions will dry out significantly before the first race, so do keep an eye on the time for the first race to indicate what the conditions are tonight, this evening at Ballinrobe.
Race 1.
Race 1 then, which is a 2-mile maiden hurdle, where 2 or 3 can be strongly fancied on 4, most notably Creative Talent, who ran quite well here on debut behind Echo Lady, and then chased home a nice horse of JP McManus's called Borderline Decision last time out at Tremor. So all in all, decent chance for Andrew McNamara's horse to get off the mark, but he is 0-12 in all competitive races on the flat and over hurdle, so taking a skinny price, you put your life in your own hands with him. Whereas I do think Is She Diesel represents decent each by value, having run quite well in over hurdles and in bumpers respectively. She started off life when good second behind a really nice horse called Petuna. That was back in June. And then two subsequent runs in national flat races, albeit she's got well beat. The form of both races has worked out quite well. For instance, Mountain Rock, who won that Killarney race, went on to win next time out at Galway. Back in fourth is a horse called Copernicus, who won the other night for the Mickey Halford stable. And indeed, that Galway race that she contested last time out looks a very strong one. Back in eighth that day was a horse called Minds Made Up. So obviously that form has sort of taken one or two boosts subsequently. And she didn't shape too badly in six. So putting two and two together, with previous maiden hurdle form already in the book, and took a couple of decent runs in high-class bumper races, there's a chance that the locally trained Mickey Flannery trained horse, Is She Diesel, will run really well here tonight. I think she's worth a little small each-way investment in the opener.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then. This is a very competitive-looking handicap, where they're going to bet 5-6 to 1 the field this morning, so plenty of chances for punters to get stuck into some value here. And the one I recommend is Lisa's Legacy from the Shane Ryder stable. Yet to win a race in 15, but she's been running really well over hurdles and on the flat of late to suggest she can break that hoodoo sooner rather than later. She chased down Magnetic Force on the last time we saw her over hurdles. That was back in mid-July at Cork, when she came from some way off the speed to chase down the very versatile eventual 9-year-old winner. And the time figure of that race was pretty decent, so I'm pretty sure that form is worth keeping an eye on. And she's run really well on her last two starts on the flat, most noticeably when fifth at the Galway Festival behind Dermot Wells' Taranzini. Jack Kennedy's been booked as well, as he was on board last time out at Cork, so that continuity is in place. And at 8-1 this morning with William Hill, she should be there or thereabouts, you'd imagine, and give us a decent run for our money there.
Race number 3.
On to the 5:55 then, a 2.5-mile handicap for the mares and the fillies. Prosecco, I would imagine, would be quite a strong choice here, having broken her maiden tag here the last day over hurdles, when staying very strongly in the latter stages to get the better of a couple of strongly fancied horses, including Boroleaf and the Willie Mullin stable. But I quite like Presenting Marla, who ran on the very same card in a very strongly run and competitive handicap in the N1 by Call Me PJ. But I do like this way this horse stayed on very strongly from the back of the field. In fact, she was last going past the stands with the circuit to run. But she worked her way through the field and came out very eye-catchingly to finish, as I said, in third, just behind the coattails of the leaders. And that wasn't the first time that she's run well at the track either. In fact, she's never been at the first four in three starts. So with everything in her favour tonight, she's got a bit of cut in the ground, which is what she wants. She definitely stays. She jumps these brush hurdles fine. And she's just in really sound order at the moment. So the locally trained, John Ryan trained, Presenting Marla at top price, 4-1 with William Hill this morning. Looks a sound each way choice in race number three.
Race four.
On to the fourth, and again, another competitive handicap hurdle. This time over 2 miles, 7.5 furlongs. And I'm going to go with Colette's choice here, who ran a blinder the other day when totally unfancied at 50-1 to finish runner-up behind a horse of Sandra Hughes's called Knockin' Aragon. But back in the field was Alvasco, who was also strongly fancied, and indeed Denali, who was fourth that day, and I thought Denali was a good bet that night. But she could only manage to finish fourth. I've got a feeling that that race down in Tipperary was quite a strong one of its kind. This horse, albeit hasn't cut much ice here on its two starts here at Ballinrobe, but has at least had a couple of spins around the track, which is very, very vital into its chances here tonight. So the combination of track form and a decent run last time out at Tipperary with Jack Kennedy on board, I'd expect Colette's choice to run another sound race here tonight.
Race five.
This is probably one of the most complex races I've seen for quite a while. There's only seven runners, but you could actually give a chance to all of the septet here. Indeed, quite a few of these table are going to be coming off the treatment table here. We haven't seen them for quite a while. They've all been patched up. And we don't really know what to expect, to be honest. I mean, you look at the horses like Ballygreen, who many years ago, of course, chased home that decent horse of Nicky Henderson's in the Arkle chase. So obviously a far cry from that particular performance. You've got Rialtmore, who's also a very good horse in his day. You've got Mad Brian, who hasn't shown so much of late, but he's a very talented individual in his day. And you've got Colbert Station as well, who hasn't won for the thick end of 3 years, but he showed the other day down in Tipperary that he's not quite finished yet. You chuck in the younger legs of Leap Derg and Pumba, and as I said, it's a very, very difficult race to get your head around. I'll probably just take a little bit of a chance on Leap Derg on the basis that it's having its first run for a new stable that just might have invigorated his overall profile. Not a bad run, though. Last time we saw him, he was third behind a very smart horse of J.P. McManus, is called Rogue Trader. That was at Nace. So you've got a little bit of a leap of faith that the fact that he hasn't run for a while, that he's going to be fit enough to do himself justice. But if any man can get him spot on, it'll be James Nash. And the fact that he's booked Ruby Walsh as well definitely indicates the intent of connections here tonight. So a little bit of a guessing game here in the 7 o'clock. As I say, it's a very tough race to get your head around with so many imponderables. But I'll go with Leap Derg, who's very much a 2 mile specialist with a bit of cut in the ground, which is what he's got tonight.
Race number six.
On to the penultimate race then. Competitive looking handicap chase over 2 mile seven. I'm going to go with the very consistent 11-year-old Curra Golan, who has yet to run a bad race in his last five or six starts. He's also got good course and distance form as well. So putting it all together, he should go well here again tonight. He did the last day at Tramore. He probably just found the track and the ground a little bit too sharp for him on that occasion, when he was never in the race, but was seen doing his good work towards the back end of it. He was third behind subsequent winner King's Wharf the time before at Wexford, again getting outpaced around that sharp track on fast ground. But he's got a little bit of cut in the ground tonight, which should slow a few more of these rivals down. And the fact that he's got a little bit further to run over as well should suit his run style. So Curra Golan, he looks fairly solid here, providing he can jump a clear round. He should be knocking on the door there in the 7:30.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, at 8 o'clock. I've rather lost faith in the Herd's Garden of late, having tipped him and backed him a few times early on in the season, but his jumping has just gone to pieces of late, so he can't be trusted in the jumping department to have anything to do with him at the moment at 5-1. So I think this looks a straight match between New Kid in Town and Killarney Court. I'm going to go with Willie Mullins, his 7-year-old New Kid in Town, who made an excellent chasing debut down in Kilbeggan the other day, taking a bit of a keen hold and making most of the running and being prominent until getting tired on the run down to the last. but it was a race chock full of informed horses. Indeed, the winner, Full Cry, has gone on to win subsequently. And Swanty K ran well the other day, at Tremor in a very competitive event. So I think that form is fairly rock solid. And we've also got Ruby Walsh in the plate as well tonight. So hopefully new kid in town with that run under his belt and a little bit of the like ring rustiness taken out of his system should get back on the winning track here tonight at Ballinrobe. Okay, then that's it for this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Tuesday, August the 23rd. Please do tune in to tomorrow, where we've got a twilight card at Belliestown. 8 races beginning at 3:55. So stand by for the podcast tomorrow morning. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.